The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I think those who are most excited to see your garden flourishing in the spring are the little animals who can't wait to eat the green goodness. This is Amy Grisak, pest patrol expert at PlantersPlace.com, and today I want to offer a few tips on how to keep the rabbits, ground squirrels, ground hogs, skunks, and raccoons away from your garden if you don't feel like sharing. Now, here in Montana, we have ground squirrels. They may sound cute and cuddly, but they can wipe out a garden practically overnight. Working with the community gardens for so many years, it was pretty standard procedure that people would plant in the spring and be upset by the next day because the ground squirrels would come in and just eat everything they could reach. With that said, we had a large contingent who did not want any draconian measures, any lethal measures from our county extension agent, and tried their best at sampling everything they could use as a repellent. Of course, you know, a lot of old wives' tales get wrapped up in this, and one of the ones that was most common is if you put out gum, chewing gum, like a very sweet-smelling gum, that the ground squirrel would eat it, it would screw up its digestive system, and it would die. Honestly, this sounds like an absolutely horrible death, and I wouldn't recommend doing that to an animal like this. If you're going to kill it, there are more effective poisons that are more humane or more effective ways to do it. But the good news is it doesn't work anyways. So don't even bother putting gum out. They also tried cinnamon and hot peppers and garlic and human hair and just everything they could read and find. They tried and nothing worked. The only thing that really works to keep ground squirrels away from the plants that they really, really want is a pretty significant barrier. Now, ground squirrels are very good diggers, so you want to bury that fence. And so it can be a chicken wire fence or a mesh fence, a heavy metal woven mesh fence, but you want it a fairly good stability. And you want to bury it at least a foot. And really, for some of those ground squirrels who are pretty tenacious, 18 inches is even better. Above ground, because ground squirrels have been known to climb, which is kind of disturbing, you feel they should be able to do one, either go underground or climb, but not both. They can climb, so really a fence that's 3 feet high is the best way to keep them away from your garden. The other similar digger that a lot of people have to contend with are rabbits. Now, at my gardens, we have just a ton of cottontails, but for whatever reason, they do not bother anything in the garden. They've been inside the fence, and they just chew on the perennial mallow. It's a weed that I have in the garden that I'm constantly chasing and constantly trying to get rid of, so I'm kind of happy. So we have a truce. I don't do anything to them. As long as they just keep eating those mallow plants happily, everything will be good. But for those who don't have the same relationship with their neighborhood bunnies, once again, you're looking at a barrier method to be able to protect your plants. Thankfully, rabbits aren't quite as tenacious as the ground squirrels. So typically, if you bury the chicken fence about a foot, that is usually adequate to keep the rabbits out, and it only needs to go a couple of feet high. So thankfully, it's typically short enough that it's easier for us to step over versus something that's 3 feet tall. But that's one way, or the best way, to keep the bunnies out of your beans. Another issue in some parts of the country, primarily back east, are groundhogs. Groundhogs aren't known to come in and decimate the plants as much like the ground squirrels, but boy, they can dig some big holes and they can be problematic. So if you do have an issue with groundhogs in the area, you're going to have to put up some pretty beefy fence. You're looking at probably at least 18 inches deep down around the perimeter to be able to keep them out, because they can, as we know, for anybody who's lived with groundhogs, those holes are big and they can go down pretty deep. So if they wanted to tunnel under, they could, unless that fence is deep enough. Thankfully, they're not great climbers. They're chunky little guys, so they don't go over the fence so well. So if you have 2 feet above the ground, that is typically pretty good to keep them out of the garden. The next issue, which is definitely more of a challenge, well, it can be a challenge if you get surprised, are skunks. Skunks, a lot of times, they're not going to be in the garden to really bother anything, but a lot of people don't want to be surprised because skunks will find those places that are quiet, out of the way, and sometimes, you know, big leaves of the squash plants and other areas, or even just the natural terrain in a garden can be ideal for skunks to bed down during the day. So if you don't want skunks in your garden at all, you're going to definitely need to fence, bury it at least 6 inches. They're not huge burrowers or tunnelers like that, but they can get under things. So you want to bury it a bit, have it at least 2 feet high. Skunks can climb a little to some degree. They're not huge on that, but definitely you want to keep it higher so they just don't go up and over very, very easy. And then finally, the masters of getting into anything they want are the raccoons. These are the tough ones. This isn't solved by a chicken wire fence very easily unless electric is involved. And even then, sometimes I think they know where the switch is and they turn it off to go get what they want, then they come back out. So raccoons are tough. They can definitely climb over pretty much everything. And if they are a problem, you're going to want to include an electric fence somewhere in your system. This might be towards the bottom to discourage them from even starting to climb, or at the top so they don't go up and over. But you're going to want a tall fence, and you'll probably want to include electric in that just to make sure it discourages them, because once they have a focus on something, they do what they can to get it. So I hope these tips have helped you get an idea if you're having an issue with rabbits in your garden, or if you live in an area where ground squirrels love your broccoli plants in the spring. If you still are looking for more tips, definitely check out our blog and all tremendous amount of written material on plantersplace.com, and never hesitate to send us a note with any questions.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.